Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about Star Wars The Black Series and the first 10 years. So it's been exactly 10 years that Hasbro announced that they were going to do a 6-inch Star Wars action figure line. It was actually exactly today, on January 29th, 10 years ago. And it was an article written by Brian Truitt over on USA Today, which I have here, and I want to go over that with you guys and read it to you. It's fairly short. But this is a series of podcast episodes, which I'm hoping to do throughout this entire year, and talk about Star Wars The Black Series, basically, and just do a deep dive into this line and its first 10 years. So I consider this episode today part one of a series that's going to continue throughout the year. So let's go back to the article by Brian Truitt on USA Today, because it was a few months prior to the release of the article that there were rumors floating around that Hasbro was going to come out with a different scale of Star Wars figures, which was actually aimed at adults. Not a kiddie line or anything like that. It was actually rumored to be for adults. And then we finally got the confirmation that Hasbro was indeed going to come out with a 6-inch line. And like I said earlier, that was exactly on January 29th, 2013. And the article here says, Star Wars action figures are growing up with their audience. After 35 years of fantastic plastic standing tall in pop culture at 3¾-inch, Hasbro is releasing the Star Wars Black Series this year, beginning a new set of 6-inch figures that will feature more articulation and an increased attention to detail. Priced at $19.99 each, 8 figures are planned for 2013. Hasbro will primarily draw characters from the original Star Wars trilogy of films, while also bringing in key players from the prequels. The first wave of 4, due out in early to mid-August, includes Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing fighter flight suit, fan-favorite droid R2-D2, Bad Guy, Darth Maul, and an Imperial Sand Trooper. We consider them the best figures that Hasbro's ever produced for Star Wars that meets the sensibilities of romancing the character as well as the playability and poseability that fans really appreciate, says Daryl DePriest, Hasbro Vice President of Boys Marketing. Hasbro has had success with the scale before with the 6-inch Marvel Legends figures based on Marvel Comics, heroes, and villains. In terms of Star Wars, though, the Black Series will act as a transitional point between 3¾-inch toys, which is rooted in the childhood memories of generations of now grown kids, DePriest says, and the 12-inch Sideshow collectibles figures for adult collectors. So I thought that was interesting. I'm going to chime in here real quick before I keep reading the article, that at the time, at least, it was considered, maybe that's still the case, that the 6-inch line was kind of a transitional thing, you know, when people were looking for more detail in the figures at a higher price, maybe a more accessorized figures, maybe just a more movie likeness than what 3¾-inch could give you. Interesting though how times have changed, because I don't think that is quite the case anymore these days, but I'll get into that a little later. So let's go back to the article. The current vintage style of 3¾-inch figures will also continue under the Black Series banner. In creating something new and different with Star Wars, the color black became an inspiration for toy designers, DePriest says. It's one of the main colors of Star Wars all the way back to the beginning, and it's the approach that Lucasfilm has taken with their collector-oriented product line. We're bringing that simplicity and essence and focus on the character now to the toy aisle. And I'm going to chime in here again, and I thought that was really interesting because I remember back in 2007 for the 30th anniversary of Star Wars, that was when Lucasfilm had put out that directive that the packaging had to become unified. I remember that all of a sudden all the Gentle Giant mini busts and statues came in the same packaging. Sideshow also switched over to that black packaging. Master Replicas did the same thing with their lightsaber lines, I think. It was more of a unified look. And I think that was basically the inspiration of where that came from, to kind of communicate maybe more value to the customer, or just kind of like go with what everyone else was doing that came basically from Lucasfilm, to have a more unified look for the Star Wars products. At least that's how I am interpreting it. But I thought that was pretty interesting. So now here in the article, it says, the Black Series appeals to those newbies who want to start a series from the start, as well as those hardcore collectors who gobble up anything having to do with the word Jedi or Empire and are looking for something new, and their interest isn't as piqued by the 15th Cantina alien we have yet to do, DePriest says. We realize folks want their iconic characters delivered up in a new way. With Star Wars Episode 7 coming from new Star Wars director J.J. Abrams in a couple of years, as well as comics, novels, and other media adding to the universe George Lucas started in 1977, it's a good time to figure out different scales and toys for the next generation of Star Wars fan, according to DePriest. Before then, however, the Black Series also gives a chance for parents to connect with their own little Star Wars fans. Our focus here is the adult collector, the dad, DePriest says. We know they have their own generation of youngsters they like to share the adventure with. It can be something for dad, and a 3¾-inch world can be something for the kids to share. And that's the end of the article. And the only two images which were published with this article was the Luke Skywalker in X-Wing pilot suit. That appeared to be a digital render inside the box. And then there was another promo shot where he's standing, or where the figure is standing in front of a screenshot from A New Hope in the Yavin hangar in front of an X-Wing. So it looks pretty cool. So there you have it. That was the announcement and the idea behind the Black Series line. Now, I think the most interesting to me here in this article is the emphasis on the Black Series appealing to those newbies who want to start a series from the start, as well as those hardcore collectors who gobble up anything. Now, I myself find myself in the hardcore collector group, but I also know there are a lot of people who started collecting with the Black Series line and they just don't like 3¾-inch. It was a fresh start and trying to get the new collector into the hobby, especially also with the new movies coming out and just this crazy, you know, at the time at least 35 or 30 year history of 3¾-inch figures, which is basically impossible to jump in and understand of what figures have been released previously. Because, I mean, there were years for 3¾-inch when we got like 200 figures per year. And there was just a lot of stuff that's out there. And so I think, you know, at the time they felt the need to do something different. And I remember talking to Daryl on a podcast a few years ago here on Galactic Figure Talk, where he also mentioned that they felt that the time was right to start something new and they wanted to give 6-inch a shot. And that's what they did, and it's found its audience. You know, it took a while, It started out slow. We only had a handful of figures in 2013. Then it got more. And then, you know, The Force Awakens came out and the sequel trilogy. And we saw the focus more and more on the 6-inch figures. So, yeah, really interesting to see how this has all developed 10 years into the line. And also, I think that the mission statement behind the line has changed completely. For whatever reasons, I'm gonna dive into that in a different episode about the Black Series line. But I really do think that it is interesting to see how things have changed around and how the original mission statement, I think, is not applicable anymore to the Black Series line at all. If anything, I would argue that 6-inch these days is basically an upscaled version of 3¾-inch. If that's a good thing, I don't think it is, but that's the topic I want to dive into on a future episode. Now, looking at the launch lineup for 2013 going into 2014, they had intended to release a total of 14 figures, which ended up being 13 only. And the one figure which they didn't release was Chewbacca because the figure just didn't quite fit into the packaging well. And they then moved him into a year later, basically, when they changed the packaging from orange to blue. So that's why when you look at the Black Series line and the numbering, it starts at 1 and goes up to 14, but there is no number 13 in this lineup. And so the figures which they did release, however, were Luke Skywalker, X-Wing Pilot, Darth Maul, Sand Trooper, and R2-D2. Those were the first four figures. And then they continued with Princess Leia in her slave outfit, Boba Fett from Empire Strikes Back, Greedo, Han, a Stormtrooper from A New Hope, and then Obi-Wan from Episode 3, Luke Skywalker in Bespin outfit, Anakin from Episode 3, and then a Phase 1 clone trooper from Attack of the Clones. So that was the basic assortment lineup, and there was one exclusive in 2013 at San Diego Comic-Con with Boba Fett and Han Solo in Carbonite. And that was a very popular set right from the get-go. And that is basically your 2013 going into 2014 lineup. One other set, which was also available in the orange packaging, basically, was a Walmart exclusive in Mexico. So you could only get this in Mexico, and it was a 4-pack, which included reissues of Han Solo, Princess Leia in slave outfits, Boba Fett, and Greedo. And the special here is, of course, the packaging, which is one bigger box that houses all four figures. And it has the plastic windows, of course, so you can actually see the figures. And that's the only other set which they've released back then, which goes with the orange look for the Black Series from 2013 to 2014. Now, I remember those figures coming out and hitting my local Fred Meyer store. Fred Meyer, if you're unfamiliar with this chain, is owned by Kroger. It's a pretty big store, kind of like a, you know, one-stop shopping type store that has furniture and groceries mainly, but also furniture and all kinds of other things. And it's a very popular store here in the Pacific Northwest. And when those figures came out, Fred Meyer actually carried those and they just sat forever. They went on deep clearance. I think it was less than $10 for each of those. And yeah, it was interesting. It took a while for the line to pick up, I think. And I remember buying them when they came out, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with them. That's how I felt. I really liked that Luke Skywalker and X-Wing pilot suit. I really dug that. I thought that looked great. That Darth Maul, I was just never that fond of the figure. Now, I love the character. I think it's a great character, but the figure itself had some fairly clunky legs and just wouldn't stand properly. But I did like all the accessories that came with it. And I ended up buying a second one just because of that, because they had included this plastic cape with a different head on it that you could exchange. And so you would basically have Darth Maul without the cloak on or with the cloak on. And they both, next to each other, I thought looked drastically different on display. So I actually picked up a second one of those when I found it a little cheaper. And, you know, those figures really set for a while. And, you know, for a while, I mean, probably set for more than a year at my local Fred Meyer stores. They just didn't move. And there were plenty of sales to be had on the Black Series stuff when those figures came out. And I also remember the Stormtrooper, that I wasn't really all that fond of that figure either, with all those pins that the figure had in the elbows and in the knees. And it just didn't quite look right, you know. Not that it looked terribly bad, but it was just quite different from what we were used to with the 3¾-inch line. And it just took a while for the Black Series line to grow on me, really. The Sand Trooper that came out, for example, which looked very similar, also had lots of pins in the arms and everything. But with that figure, there was so much more going on with the shoulder pauldron and the ammo pouch hanging down and the backpack on the back. So it was a little easier to forgive, those pins with everything else going on that you would look at. But with just a simple Stormtrooper, I felt that those pins always just kind of stood out quite a bit. And that Boba Fett that they released, though, in the very first line was fantastic. And they're still using it nowadays. I think the only thing I saw was an update to the legs or the feet to that sculpt, because it now has the 2020 date stamp also on it. So I think they made some changes to that. They've re-released that figure and repainted that over and over again over those 10 years. And I think people are still happy with it. Although I would like to see that being retired, because it does have a static rangefinder on it. And I think it could be improved quite drastically with what we've seen in the Black Series line. So, but at the time in 2013, when that figure came out, that Boba Fett was pretty cool. Now, at the time when the Black Series line came out, especially the first year, you could tell that they put a bit more effort into this line. And it just kind of like, you know, went away over time. But, you know, like I just talked about that Darth Maul, which came with a ton of accessories, even a second head sculpt. That Anakin Skywalker that was in the lineup early on also came with a second head sculpt, which was great. So you got the Sith Eye version, and you got regular Anakin Skywalker, and I thought that was great. Or that Han Solo, for example, that they came out with was fantastic. Great figure, and I think it still holds up pretty well nowadays, actually. It had a blaster, it came with a Stormtrooper belt and a Stormtrooper blaster. It had exchangeable hands, so you could put the gloves on Han the way he looked when he piloted the Falcon. So yeah, so I think that line, you know, even though it took a while for it to grow on me, it started out pretty strong, actually. And what I also remember from back then was that because these figures were twice as expensive as the Vintage Collection, which was still on the shelves, even though it had already ended, basically. But TVC really set and hit deep clearance at many of the stores at the time. But we were just so used to paying $10 for a TVC figure or less. And so when Black Series came around for $20, twice as much, yeah, it was definitely a departure, you know, and we just kind of expected a little bit more from these figures. And that's what I remember. That was kind of like the attitude that we went into collecting this line back then. It was like we expected more from them because they were twice as much and they were taller and bigger. And yeah, so the expectations for the product was quite different from what we had for TVC, I think. At least for me, that was the case. Now, the one thing I want to say about the packaging for back then, the orange look that they gave it was never my favorite. It just never was. To this day, I'm just not into that. I also wasn't all that fond of the blue font that they gave it then in 2014 and 2015. I liked it better than orange, but it just still quite didn't work for me. It just wasn't a fan of it, you know. And then when they switched over to the red line in 2015, I liked that much better with the artistic interpretation on it. And I thought that was better. So it just kind of, you know, it got better over time, I would say, and bigger, and it just grew into something different than what it was initially. But that's a topic for another episode of Galactic Figure Talk. And I'm just going to wrap it up right here. This is one episode of more that I want to do throughout this entire year to celebrate the 10 years of the Black Series line. I hope this kind of gave you an overview of what it was like collecting back in 2013 when the Black Series line started. And how it was officially announced through USA Today. With Daryl DePriest giving us all the details and what the intention was behind the line. And so I'm going to wrap this up. But there's plenty more to talk about the Black Series. I mean, we had 10 years of a ton of figures. And there's plenty of stuff to talk about, which I'm going to sprinkle in throughout the year for 2023 and the 10-year anniversary of the Black Series line. So if you were listening to this on exactly January 29th, 2023, which is the release date of this episode of the podcast, congratulations, because that is exactly to the day when the Black Series line was announced. So thank you guys for listening. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so yet. Hit the 5 stars on iTunes, please, or on Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast. And I'll catch you on galacticfigures.com. Or the next episode.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description. And remember to subscribe.